once was appointed to be a runner between the Jap carpenter who was working on the Jap hut, improving it, and the operating table. It was a saw or something like a hacksaw made of wooden long wooden handles. By tightening a string at the top, it tightened the blade at the bottom. But the Jap, I would have to wait until he was going to have a smoke, and then he'd hand me the saw, pull out his cigarette, and just wave his arm, tell me to get on with it, and I'd hurry back to the surgeons who were going to amputate a leg. It was a dreadful decision for the surgeons to have to make. They had to decide whether the boy was going to die anyway before taking the leg off, or whether to take the leg off too soon when there may be in hope that the ulcer would heal. Indeed, when I was looking in the jungle once for some wild mushrooms, trying to persuade one of my own men to eat, which he was refusing to do, and he still wouldn't eat. He thanked me for bringing these mushrooms boiled up and mushroom soup, but he just couldn't. He did not live very much longer. But in a clearing in the jungle, when I was looking for these mushrooms, there was the surgeon, Dr. Frank Carl of Melbourne, on his knees praying. I backed away from him and said, "I think